On the line, I've got Daniel from Napoleon Baby. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So, are you mid-tour at the moment, Daniel?
No, we're just about to start. Raglan being the first show.
Oh, first show. Okay, all right. And you're touring, what are you touring, the country, touring the North Island?
So just the North Island, and then we're going to do the South Island later on in the year. Dunedin, Christchurch, and Oamaru, hopefully.
Like maybe when it's a bit warmer?
I don't know. I think we'll just go whenever. We're pretty cold people, so we may as well go out and look for the cold. See
actually,
comes out.
A couple of you guys are from the UK, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So I'm Irish and grew up in London, and Jamie's from South London. And then we have a Kiwi in the band, of course, James on bass.
Okay, so you'll be used to the cold anyway.
I'd love the cold.
Do you?
I do. I love the cold. I think you get more stuff done in the cold because you've got no choice.
Okay, I hadn't anticipated talking about the weather first up on this interview. Let's talk about the music. You've got the show on, it's this Saturday at the Yard.
Yes.
Just give us an idea, in words. I mean, we'll play a song later, but just in words, tell us what your music sounds like.
I would say it's very energetic alternative guitar music. We really care about the things we sing about. We care about social justice. We care about environment. We care about culture. And we just want to get our point across about things and draw awareness to a lot of things we sing about.
Okay.
A lot of it comes from personal experiences as well, growing up in different parts of the world as well.
Okay, and you've got some support as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got some really cool support. One is a local artist called Stone Clones. And then we have a band called Fool's Lagoon, who are from Auckland. Both really cool young bands as well.
Yeah, and a similar vibe to you guys?
Yeah, slightly different. I'd say Fool's Lagoon are more surfy, and Stone Clones are more dirgy rock.
Okay, but it's all kind of in that similar kind of area.
Yeah, it's going to be a really eclectic night of guitar music, I'd say.
So speaking of eclectic, I want to talk to you about what you've described as your influences online. Nina Simone, television, Edith Piaf, Queens of the Stone Age. Have you managed to combine all of that into one song? I'm curious to know.
Oh, that's a good question. maybe bits of songs will show bits of that. I really love vocalists and I love lyricists. So Nina Simone's one of my all-time favourites. And I'm actually listening to Edith Piaf right now. So I love those kind of passionate singers.
Okay, because that is really different, like Edith Piaf especially.
You couldn't hear Edith Piaf singing the Queens of Stone Age song, no, probably not. But then Queens of Stone Age drumming and guitar-wise are just effortless for me. I absolutely love the way Josh Homme plays.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're the singer, but are you playing instrument as well?
Yeah, I play guitar and sing.
You play guitar and sing, all right. And that's, I mean, I'm not a musician, so I always wonder about coordination issues with things like that, but you guys seem to know what you're doing.
Yeah, we've got a bit of coordination. We should be all right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you are, now you've got a debut EP out at the moment. Is that why you're touring, because the EP's just come out?
That's right. We just had the single, The Company, came out a few weeks ago, and that's doing really well. And then we have our debut EP, which is called Unworthy Boys, and that's coming out on the 21st of June. And we're doing a show in Hamilton that day to celebrate that coming out. And then we'll have an album out in a few months later.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been busy.
We are. We kind of just don't stop writing, recording, playing. We're just always doing stuff every day. Yeah, we just want to keep playing and then touring New Zealand and then overseas as well, hopefully.
So presumably you guys have got day jobs as well on top of all that.
We do, unfortunately. No, we love our day jobs. Yeah, we all have to make money. I suppose it's the way of a New Zealand musician, right? You've got to have other things going on.
Honestly, man, it's the question I ask every time I talk to people, and there's very few people touring coming through Raglan that don't also have a day job. It is the way. Are you guys going the record company route, or are you going indie, like doing it all yourselves?
We have a consultancy management at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And who are doing stuff for us overseas as well. But mostly, like most Kiwi bands, we're self-managed, then we're self-published and that kind of thing.
That's actually something I've noticed a little bit lately, is more and more people are saying, you know, there's not a record label, but they do have some management help or promotional help.
Yeah, because it takes away, you want to be as creative as you can when you're a band, and then when you have someone else doing all the admin and that kind of stuff, it really helps.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
Predominantly, it lands with you in this day and age, so yeah.
Yeah, and I know social media is a big deal for promotion these days. How are you with the social media?
Unfortunately, we have to have it, and I think we're quite good at it. I just I wish we didn't have to have it. I wish it was the old days of magazines, posters, radio. But I mean, social media is so vast, isn't it? It just covers everything. So yeah, you got to work at it, unfortunately, but it's something that has to be done. So I think we're quite good at it. We're on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same. I mean, we are a radio station, but we're actually becoming more and more a multimedia organisation ourselves. It's just, you know, if we want to serve our community and get to everybody,
that's where we've got to be.
Yeah, yeah. So you called the EP, you're calling the EP Unworthy Boys. I was kind of curious about that, where that came from.
It came from a lyric I wrote, which I read in a book, and the lyric is, "Unworthy boys make lots of noise." And I found it really stuck with me when writing. It's from a song called Goodbye, Good Luck, which we released as a single as well. And no, it's not. It's from a song called Unworthy Boys Make Lots of Noise. But it's it came from a book, and it really stuck with me and kind of resonates with a lot of the community or culture in Auckland anyway, I felt.
Yeah, why is that, like a phrase like Unworthy Boys? On the face of it, you go, well, that's not a label you want to put on yourselves, but
it's kind of a lot of talk, no action kind of thing. A lot of bark, no bite.
Right, is that what it means? Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. The louder you bark, the less you can do, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So how did the band come together? You've been playing music for a long time, probably, I presume?
Yeah, a long time. I was a roadie for bands in the UK and Europe, and then I went over to the States to play for a while, and then ended up in New Zealand, and I've just been writing these songs consistently, and we've had so many different members, and you start to look at yourself and be like, why is everyone leaving? But now I've got a good bunch of guys who I feel really confident with. Actually, the bass player is actually leaving again. This is his last tour with us. That's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And then we'll have some more musicians, but it's kind of an ever-changing amalgamation of musicians.
Yeah.
And except for, we have a pretty solid bass at the moment, and we hope it stays that way.
So in terms of the music writing, is it mostly your music?
Yeah, it would be all my music, but then Jamie on drums contributes massively, so he'll write his own drum beats. I don't have anything to do with the drums.
Yeah.
And then the bass player, James, he would write his own bass lines.
Okay, you're writing like at home on the guitar or something like that? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, guitar, or you just find melody and you just write stuff on jump on your phone and just record vocal melodies, that kind of thing, yeah. And then we have a rehearsal space and a writing space as well that we do. And we have a great studio in a place called Devonport, and it's called Two Dog Studio, and it's run by a guy called Martin Thomas, and he's really great at engineering and producing us.
Yep.
And yeah, we do everything with him.
So how much does the song change after you've written it and then you get the band together and you get in the studio and you've got a producer there as well? Like, how much of a change does that bring to it?
It's interesting. Since we've had management, it's a collaboration with the management, and it's kind of they play devil's advocate with everything, so they'll change the songs for reasons they see, like this might fit radio better if we change it here.
Okay,
so you've got to be careful to change the creative side and not take away too much of the creative side of the song, and I won't take away the creative side if I don't feel it's necessary. But then you come to it, yeah, they do change a little bit. But when you have an idea of how you want a song to go, you kind of stick to your guns, and
yeah,
anything else, like the drums can come in and they can just make it better.
It's tough with that, like the thing of changing it to fit things like radio. I know we're a community radio, so we're not very commercial at all, but I still feel it when someone brings in a song that they've worked on and it's still sitting in amongst some pretty slick, especially these days, some really well-produced music.
Yeah, and I don't. I think you've got to stick to what you've written, to be honest. And yes, there are people there who are there to aid you, but if it's not coming from a creative point of view, then I don't think you need to change it. But yeah, maybe you don't want to be on the radio. Maybe you want to aim for your songs to just be heard in clubs or something else. But there's always something for someone.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, touring is more of a source of income for musicians these days than it had been for a long time. So there's a lot of practical validity in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're lucky enough in New Zealand, they actually have good funding programs, so they can part fund your tour and help you out in some kind of way. Especially Creative New Zealand are really good.
Yeah, yeah,
they're good. I wouldn't say NZ on Air are good, but Creative New Zealand are really, really good people, and they see potential in things.
Yeah. So how long has the band been together?
This band has been, I'd say, with this lineup, this band's only been going since last year.
But for you, as like a creative project, how long has it been going?
Over a year now.
Okay. All right, so it's not really, it doesn't seem that long to me.
No, it's not that long, no, but it's moving really quickly, which is what we like, you know, we get stuff done really quick and try and progress as quickly as possible to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're quite keen to have some action overseas as well.
Yeah, we definitely want to go overseas. I'd say the US and UK are our most, the style we play, that would be our market a bit more.
Okay.
And yeah, we just want to get over there as soon as we've done New Zealand.
And you've got, obviously in the UK, you'll have people over there who you're keen to show off your band to.
Absolutely, UK and Ireland, yeah, absolutely, loads of people there.
Now, there are lots of stories of New Zealand bands heading out of the country and sort of hitting a brick wall, but I would hope with you guys, because you've got that local knowledge over in the UK, that that's got to be some help.
Hopefully, and I think the style of music we played, admittedly, is more suited to Europe and the UK.
Yeah.
And America, but obviously we live in New Zealand, and we have a life in New Zealand, so we want to try and do well here as well.
Yeah, like you've got like family here or things like that going on now, I guess.
I've got a fiance here.
Got a fiance. Oh, that's pretty serious.
I know, she probably wants to stay here. So yeah, she's a Kiwi girl. So yeah, we'll be stuck here for now.
Yeah.
In a good way.
And yeah. But with the chance to tour overseas, maybe you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because New Zealand's a great place to live. But yeah, I think music-wise, it's more appropriate for us to be overseas.
Yeah, I understand. So you talk about social commentary is quite a big part of what you do with your music and your writing. Like, what have you been focusing on in this EP? I'm quite curious to know about that.
A few of the songs are written around the lockdown time.
Yep, okay.
So a lot of it was just questioning ideologies and ideas globally and questioning what you're doing. I think it was a really introspective time for people to look at how they're living their lives, what's important to them, how they can change things.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially Unworthy Boys was written around then. And I think we really had a look at human beings, and especially being in Auckland, how people reacted to things. And we had a mass sort of exodus of people leaving Auckland and getting out and wanting something different from their lives. And then what was left was people who were kind of introverted and wanted to stay at home all the time and that kind of thing. And I feel somewhere in the middle of that. Like, I'm not a very homebody person. I'm very much wanted to see the next thing and get out. So a lot of this album is written on the kind of social commentary that I was surrounded by at the time.
Yeah.
And it still is. I can't help but write that. You write about your environment.
Yeah,
I know a popular thing in New Zealand is to sing about the sun and the beach and that kind of stuff, and I can't I can't personally relate to that. I don't need to hear about someone's holiday.
Well, how many times can you sing about your holiday? Big question.
I know, and you know what? They love it. They do it all the time. It's every song is about the coast or the beach and stuff, and it's like, you know, yeah. But it's just a thing, and I can't relate to that, so I can just say what I see, really.
Maybe it's the summer touring thing. Like, we have, you know, the difference between summer and winter here. Like, in summer, everything explodes out, and there's festivals and there's New Year's Eve gigs. And,
yes.
And I guess that kind of thing plays well when you've got a crowd who are vibing on their holiday.
Absolutely. But I also think for me, and definitely for Jamie and the band, like, we come from a place that is endless winter, to be honest. So the weather's never a thing because it's always bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone written a song about the weather in the UK?
Oh my god! I don't think so. No, I don't think. I did probably have been, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, would you say your commentary is? Do you get political, or are you just more like looking at what's happening in the culture around you?
No, I definitely say there's a political element to the things I write about.
Okay.
Globally as well, I definitely have always felt part of a global community, and yeah. I think we've lost a bit of that. Definitely living in Auckland, there's a bit of separatism going on here, people wanting to be separate from the world, people wanting to be separate from a global community. And I think that's a negative. I think if you want to feel a part of everyone and everything, we're better together.
Yeah, that was something I remember reading about after, like, there was a Spanish flu like 100 years ago, and after that, everyone, this it sounded like there was a lot more social activity after that, whereas this time round seems to be the opposite.
I know, it does seem to be like my stuff. This is my community. I stay in my home, and it's a selfish attitude that I hope we get out of. And I know a lot of places around the world, when we lifted a lockdown, were excited and they burst back into life and they burst back into wanting to be part of something positive and productive. But I feel like if you come to Auckland at the moment, you'll see we're 3 years, 4 years in, and we're still oh, I quite like staying at home. I quite like this. And, you know, it's a negative and it'll drive people back to their holes, and we don't want that. We want to be part of it.
Yeah, and do you find people a bit angry still as well?
I think there's a bit of anger, there's a bit of depression maybe, and it's a process, but you've got to claw your way out, and you've got to see the excitement of what it is to be alive.
And so, and then as a music writer, how do you turn that, like looking at that stuff, which is a slightly deflating thing to look at, and you turn that into music, that is music supposed to be uplifting?
I don't think it has to be. I don't think it has to be uplifting. I think it has to be relatable. For me, it has to be relatable.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean uplifting, but it could mean dark. It could mean just anything you can relate to in terms of a feeling or a moment or a connection. But it doesn't even have to be lyrically. I listen to a lot of classical music as well, and so much of that affects people just from its tones and its intonations.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, folks, we're talking to Daniel, who's the singer for Napoleon Baby, going to be at the Yard Saturday night. Do we have a door open time? I've got 8 o'clock here. Is that right, though?
I think it's 8 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've had this conversation with other bands before, and the times vary, but it's Saturday evening, so it's all good. And, oh, where can people get tickets? Actually, I haven't asked that question.
So you can get from under the radar, but I think there's going to be door sales as well, but I recommend getting the pre-sales because they're cheaper.
Okay, all right. And we're going to play your track Company, which is the single out at the moment. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? What's that about? And Louisville, we've just talked about social commentary and things like that. What's going on here?
That's exactly what the company is about. The company is about people in your community who have a warped ideology, all about money mostly, and nothing else.
Okay. Oh, you're like Raglan, because there's a little bit less of that here, although there's more and more.
I can't wait. But I love Raglan. Raglan's one of my favourite parts of the country, so I'm very excited to see it.
Do you guys surf at all?
I tried, but drowning, is that part of surfing?
Not usually.
No, well, that's what you get when you get an English person over, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll keep away from the water. It's pretty cold anyway, but it sounds like it's going to be a good gig. So thanks for talking to us this morning. And after you go, we're going to play the track Company right away.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Daniel. Okay, folks, there we go. That was Daniel, lead singer of Napoleon Baby, and we're going to play the track Company right now.
Oh,
There you go, folks. That's a little taste of Napoleon Baby with the track Company. They're going to be at the Yard Saturday night, and a couple of other bands in support. Sounds like it's going to be a good night. Now, where are we at? I'm going to play... I've got another interview coming up. It's one that I did a couple of weeks ago with a couple of stallholders. Ironically, an interview with some stallholders who won't be at the market this weekend because by now... they've had a baby, first baby, for Matteo and Candice. So we'll have that interview with them in a moment. But right now, what are we going to play? Let's give Crowded House Teenage Summer. Neil Finn is all over the place at the moment doing interviews. Are we gonna have and there's tour on. They're going to be playing in Hamilton, of course. It's their hometown gig. Since Te Awamutu is a little bit too small for Crowded House. So tickets have been on sale. I don't know if there's still tickets available, but you might want to look that up as well, you fans of Crowded House. Is it real or a fiction of your mind? Am I gone in a fraction of your time? Will you mistake my real intentions once again? Wanna be near you, wanted to hear you. Words of light, like paper drifting in the sky. Not enough to be a witness of your.